Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Do you have adult children, adult kids? Do your adult kids have their own kids? So that makes those your grandkids. Are you really ready for summer vacation? It's coming soon, and all the kids are going to be getting out of school and coming home from college. Tell me, can you imagine doing a cruise with your entire family, all 17 of them? Well, that's what I'm going to be doing this summer for my 70th birthday. I need all the help and advice I can get. Do you know how to avoid vacation family stress? Well, I'm going to need to find out how to do that. And when was the last time you heard someone say, don't bite your tongue, or don't roll your eyes? Or better yet now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to deal with adult kids and adult in-laws? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who's been on my show many times. She is a success coach extraordinaire, and she will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that our show now has over 1.3 million listeners to date. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed during 2012. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is the author of Don't Roll Your Eyes, Making In-Laws into Family. She also wrote Don't Bite Your Tongue, How to Foster Rewarding Relationships with Your Adult Children. She's a frequent speaker on family dynamics. She is a resident scholar at Brandeis University Women's Studies Research Center. This expert holds a doctorate in administration, planning, and social policy from Harvard University, a master's in counseling from Columbia University, and a bachelor's in American Studies from Barnard College. Her papers are archived at the Schlesinger Library, Harvard University. She and her husband have four adult children and seven grandchildren. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Dr. Ruth Nemzoff. Hello, how are you today?
Fine, January, and I'm going to begin by making a correction in my resume.
Oh, okay.
Because as of Friday, I have eight grandchildren.
Wonderful! Oh, my
yes.
gosh, how exciting. How exciting.
It was very exciting. It is my eighth grandchild. She's a little girl. She is the second of my third child's children. And it's pretty exciting. She has a big brother who's not so big, but it's all very exciting. So I'm thrilled to make that correction.
Well, congratulations, and I've made a note because I know I'll be having you back on the show many times, and I want to stay current and up to date with you. You know, recently you just returned from a fabulous. We're talking about vacations today. You returned from a fabulous trip to China. Could you just give me a little overview of what that vacation was like for you?
Yes, I'll give you the overview in terms of me and my adult child, because I think that's
okay.
What this program is
about. I love
it. So I arrived in China, and my daughter was working because she lives there. So I decided it was very important that I be independent, that I not bother her while she's working, because we all know when we're working, we are working, and we have things we have to do.
Absolutely.
So I took myself on the subway, and I toured around, and I had an absolutely marvelous time. I went to the museum by myself. I did things that I felt comfortable doing by myself. I walked around the neighborhood, and then in the evenings, I went out with her and with her husband, and we had an absolutely marvelous time. The next segment, my daughter was working and was taking me to the villages. She is one of the principals of Teach for China, which is a program somewhat an affiliate of Teach for America, somewhat loosely affiliated, but it's the same idea. But it has American and Chinese graduates of top universities working together teaching in villages. And again, my daughter was working, and she was graciously taking me around. So I realized that my job was to roll with the punches. To just whatever happened, I was there just as a privilege, as a guest, not as the center attraction. If my daughter asked me to do something, I did it. I did whatever I could to be helpful. And other than that, I tried to be a good guest. Then my daughter and I, as a dream come true, I had always wanted to go to Bhutan. I had lived a summer in Nepal in the early 60s before the hippies went there. My husband and I had been in Peace Corps in India, and we had this summer in Nepal. And then we became a traveling team. So our relation changed already three times in that short period. And now we were a team. And we were making decisions together. So we would, you know, first of all, you have to go through one of the things the British have left is a bureaucracy. And it took us quite a while to get through the airport and get our visa. And we just chatted up people in line and had a wonderful time. And then we went to the hotel and we decided together what we would do and in what order. And we just, sometimes we'd do what she wanted to do, sometimes we'd do what I wanted to do. Sometimes we'd begin the day by saying, well, these are the things I would like to do. And she'd say, these are the things she'd like to do. And then we'd kind of look at a map and figure it out together and make sure that each of us got at least some of what we wanted to do. And that was very, very important to do. Now, she had, because she was living in Asia, she had booked the hotels, and so I just, whatever she booked was fine with me. I didn't try to second guess because, really, what difference does it make? My main agenda was to be with her, and I must say, one of the great joys.